Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Talk Radio 313 The Flash. I'm back, guys. The Texan is back. Yes. What's going on, everybody? And always, I'm here with my brother Greg. What's going on, brother Greg?
What's going on, brother? We got another exciting show tonight. We're talking about Horror Slam, baby, this Saturday. Been waiting for this for months, man, since October. Finally, the return of Horror Slam. We got a great main event. We got some great guests coming on this evening. We're going to hear from the promoter of Horror Slam, Rachel Green. She's going to talk about tickets and availability. We got Chinstrap Jesus, who, of course, he'll be at Horror Slam facing Mitch Hewitt. And we got Rick
And then we
Cartier,
got Rick Cartier, the old school.
He's
going versus the best in the world.
Man, I got to say, man, Horror Slam's going to bring the fire that they've been, that man, they're going to bring the fire that they haven't brought in months. That's all that fire and passion that they got. All these wrestlers that are going to wrestle this Saturday at Horror Slam is going to be a passion like no other, because, man, Horror Slam's always bringing in. This show is going to be no different from any other show that Horror Slam put on.
We talked last week to the undisputed, undeniable Horror Slam heavyweight champion, Briar Wellington, and we talked a little about his match with coming up,
Tommy Vendetta,
in the main event.
Yeah.
And I know he's excited and I know he's ready. I've talked to him. We talked to him on the show. Obviously, I've talked to him off air. He's ready.
Oh, yeah. He's ready to humble Tommy Vendetta. But you got to think about it, man. Tommy Vendetta is very hungry and he's an up man. He's an indie darling, man. He's going to be something, you know what I'm saying, coming up. And, man, that dude is 100% what he says, a psychopath.
Yeah, a lovable psychopath. And, it's the guy's over everywhere he goes. DTA is over everywhere they go. And speaking of over and getting over and putting over, I got to put over our buddies at the Pro Wrestling Edge. Dan Brewer, Nick the Gooch, Big Taz, Jordan and Josh. We love you, brothers. Check out the Pro Wrestling
Edge. We love you guys always.
We try to share all the episodes in the on our Facebook group, the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast on Facebook. Check that out.
Make sure you check it out. It's always a great show. They always have episodes, and it's great.
Yes, they had Juniper Gates, the female superstar known as Taryn, on their most latest episode. Check it out.
Oh, yeah.
And, the Open Talk Radio, The Flash, 313 The Flash, we got a lot of great shows coming up here, too.
Right after this show, you got the Gorilla Position with these Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost. Man, they always got something. They got a fire show tonight also.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. One match I am looking forward to this Saturday is the Chuck Stein versus Thrasher match, the Lego match, the Lego death match. That's going to be one bloody match. You're going to see a lot of bloody Legos, man, man. Oof. Chuck Stein, the only way Chuck Stein knows how to put on a match and put on a death match and bleed for everybody because he loves what he does. And going against somebody like Thrasher, man, I've never seen Thrasher live, but I've seen Chuck Stein in death matches, barbed wire matches, all sorts of matches, tag matches. He's tagging with his best friend, slash friend of me, Peter B. Man, Chuck is doing it all, but this Saturday, man, I want to see him put away Thrasher in this match.
Yeah, me too. I was, man, so excited that when he popped out of that coffin, I thought, actually, you couldn't make it. You were, that's when you were, you know, going through the health issues. But, man, when that coffin popped open and Chuck Stein came out of it, man, I got goosebumps. I marked out.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I can see that. Man, you're the mark. So, I mean, you know what's good and what's not, just like we all do over here. But, yeah, man, I believe one of our interviewees is here.
He is indeed.
And, the man I'm pulling for this Saturday, the old school Rick Cartier.
C-A-U-R-D-E-A. D-I-E-S. Nobody spells it right. But he is old school Rick Cartier.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Talk about some horror slam this Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
I'm pulling
excited
for you in your match, man, versus MM3.
That's right. I hope everyone, you know, I think everyone's been kind of overlooking that one, even though it was the first match announced, number one contendership. And, you know, it's Breyer trying to put some roadblocks in my way to the heavyweight title, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah. We're ready to see you take that number one. At least I am ready to see you become number one contender for the title again.
I was just going to ask that. Is that the goal? Are you ready? Do you believe that you were slighted? Is that the goal, Breyer Wellington?
Well, that's gotta be his number one goal because Breyer got the championship, and obviously he's went for the championship. He failed. I'm pretty sure he's gonna study it and been studying it, and he's gonna get that title. He's ready. I believe it.
Well, I think you guys both saw what happened last time with the corrupt referee being Zeke.
I was gonna
not
say you might take exception
me
to failure.
Kill Zeke.
Sorry, what was that?
I said I was going to say you might take exception to calling that a failure in your attempt at the Horror Slam heavyweight title.
Oh, yeah. Well, it just, Breyer's going to find anything he can do. That's why he's making me once again earn number one contendership. I'm sure he's got a bunch of other things up his sleeve, but the mission is go through MM3. I know that's a tough order. You know, he's one of the best around. But the end game is to beat the man who trained me, Breyer Wellington, for the Horror Slam heavyweight title.
Teacher versus student, and let's see that happen. I would love to see you as a Horror Slam heavyweight champion, man. I always said, you know what I'm saying, I like your old school gimmick, man. It's something, you know, something good.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. You're a true hero.
So,
you got the song.
Like
you got the song and the gimmick.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying what's going on. I just hope all the fans are, you know, coming back up after this long kind of lockdown situation. I hope they're all aware and ready to be back with Horror Slam at the VFW post on Jefferson Avenue there in Rockwood, 4 o'clock and 6:30 for those two shows on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Rated R Wrestling Podcast. We're going to be in the house, but we're definitely going to be calling the action all night. We're going to be calling all the horror and all the death matches and everything that's going to be going on that night.
Good. I mean, there's a lot of other good stuff going on. I mean, Tommy Vendetta is going against Breyer for the title. on the Death Proof show. So, I mean, there's a chance that I might have to chase Tommy instead of Breyer. But, I mean, that's very possible. But, I mean, that's going to be a hell of a match. I know, there's a big triple threat.
Breyer?
Would you prefer...
Sorry, my phone's got a bad connection.
Breyer or Tommy?
Oh, what I prefer. Just because of the history... and what it would mean for me, I'd like to take the title from Breyer. But that being said,
yep.
I'm not opposed to a match against Tommy. He's a great competitor. I'd love to have that match too.
Which matchup favors old school Rick Cartier the most?
I think with Breyer Wellington. I really think that.
I would think so. No,
yeah,
you know what?
With Breyer.
I think it would be Tommy Vendetta, actually.
Well, look at it this way. Tommy is very unpredictable. And with Breyer, I kind of know how things are going to go because it's either going to be a bunch of hardcore or it's going to be some straight wrestling, hold for hold. And I think that I can outdo Breyer on both.
And that's definitely the attitude you need to approach a championship situation with. You were named the number one contender, you know, kind of unexpectedly, and you put out a good showing. And that was October, right? That was
our last show.
Yeah, it was a cold one outdoors there at Drink Saloon. There we go. There was light tubes, there was blood, there was tax, and then there was Zeke screwing me over.
Yeah, so that comes to our part of the show where we tell Zeke, fuck you, Zeke, and die, Zeke, die.
Die, Zeke, die.
Die, Zeke, die.
Hashtag die, Zeke, die. Or kill Zeke.
No complaints here.
I just stuck my Die Zeke Die sticker that you can pick up in any local show. He's also got a new trading card out, but we got Die Zeke Die stickers.
If you buy two stickers, you get the card for free.
I thought that was a deal
you
gave
me. Post that everywhere.
I didn't know that was for everybody.
Oh, yeah, Zeke got it.
Nice.
When
all
are
right,
we going to get the Rick Cartier merch done?
Oh, hold on, what's that?
When are we going to get some Rick Cartier merch?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I do have a new shirt design. Right now it's up on prowrestlingtees.com/Rick Cartier, and I'm working on getting the on-hand, copies of them for the sale at the shows. So that's coming, and when I have those shirts, I'll also have my trading cards back and working on some other things, too.
Nice.
Oh, I didn't know there was a first run of training cards.
I know.
Where the fuck did I?
Well, the training cards are a little outdated. They're from before you guys started to see me in the Detroit Downriver area, but I have like 4,000 of them, so I have to get rid of some of these things.
Dude,
yeah,
I need one
need
of those
definitely.
All right, I'll be bringing those. Don't you worry. I'll, even if I don't have the shirts, I'll have the training cards with me this weekend.
Oh, I was going to say, definitely bring me a card. I definitely need to buy a card from you immediately.
All right, I'll have them with me, man.
I first seen you last year at PWAS, and I like the old school wrestling style. You know who you remind me of, bro? When one of my first favorite wrestler was Wildfire Tommy Rich. And in that time, I mean, I was really little, like 2 or 3, and I still have these memories. But I met, and this is who you remind me of. Ole Anderson, that's who you remind me of.
I appreciate that because really, like my style is purposely based in my look on the Andersons and a little Harley Race. So I take that as a compliment.
I can see Harley Race too, but like I just the first thought that came to my head, Ole.
But I mean. I'll take that. That's great company to be kind of thought of, you know?
Yeah. I'm excited to see a lot more of you around. And, man, you're climbing the ranks all over,
all over town.
All over everywhere.
People you might ask, you're climbing the ranks. You're about ready to have a legitimate bitch for, you know, some
for the heavyweight
there as well.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's something we'll also kind of keep an eye on, because if you remember back to last summer at those at the Play Atlanta shows, a certain someone might have helped the Dread King get that title. And I think it's time that I cash in some payback.
Oh yeah, that is right. He helped him. He choked Chuck with that chain and helped him out. That's right.
Yeah, so it's time to collect the
debt. Yeah, I can see. I could definitely see that. And I praise you for that. You made a statement that night that I'm not just here to be part of the show, man. It was apparent you were there to be part of the title picture, part of the, and then, man, what followed, man, the dog collar match, a great string of matches between Play Atlantis and the Knights of Columbus. It was an exciting story to follow there for a couple months between you and Chuck.
Oh yeah, I think there was a good feud there with Chuck. I'm definitely around for the long haul. I want to, you know, really cement my name in the Downriver / Detroit area. You know, I've been wrestling elsewhere for almost a decade now, so it was time to try for the same success in more of the home area.
And I'm done with the hippie and his fucking assholes. I'm done with all of them. And now they're associating themselves with the asshole Zach Thomas, too, who... Man, I don't even know what the fuck a junior heavyweight championship is anymore. The champion just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I mean,
right? Might as well have it the double heavyweight champion. Zach Thomas ain't no junior heavyweight.
It's now the junior openweight championship.
Right.
Well, I think
they should call
the
openweight championship.
The scale at PWAS headquarters has just been broken. Okay, that's all.
Perhaps. I mean, dude, I mean, what is a cooler core? I mean, I think you could challenge for that too. You could easily beat that alien fuck Movado and then, you know, stroll in after
become
a double champ. You'd be running around like a Bushi, baby.
Well, I have challenged for the cruiser core title once before against Movado. He did come out on top on that one. But my understanding is the Cruiser Corps is more like an X division, so I'm not opposed to going after that one again.
That's actually true.
Yeah, the prize is the one, and I agree. I could see how, you know, good luck trying to reason with that fucking hippie, though, and getting him to see reason that Dread King owes you one. And if one is a one-on-one shot, that's...
You're old.
Oh yeah, one-on-one. No one else around. Because if you also remember back to the summer, I went one-on-one with the Dread King once at Horror Slam, and I came out on top.
I remember that. That was like last summer, like what, June or July?
It was pretty early on after back from pandemic. So yeah, probably early July.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That was the night. I remember that night. It was a good match.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm gonna
head out here in just a minute, but I want to, you know, say thanks for having me on. Thanks for promoting the product out there. And I do want to leave one last parting thing, because I know a lot of guys probably don't think I can get the job done against MM3. But I just want to say, it might all be about the process, but in old school's classroom, we teach the process.
I got to admit, I am one of the naysayers. I definitely trust the process. So I got to.
Well, you're in for a fight this
Saturday.
I'm the one that was pulling for you, man. I already know you can get it done because old school is. Old school, and you get that old school training, and that you can't teach it.
No, none of these boys know what it means to train with kegs on your shoulders and work out in bar fights.
Beautiful. And
all right, guys, you
this is a bar fight on Saturday, and thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, we are.
Old school Rick Cartier. Man, I can't. I'm telling you, Mark, he's going to be the one to beat the process tonight, on Saturday night, man.
Absolutely.
I believe it can happen.
So our next guest, we have the promoter of Horror Slam, the real boss, Rachel Green. Thank you for joining us today. I know she's really busy here leading up to and preparing for Horror Slam Saturday. A lot to do.
Yeah.
But
I'm actually finishing up the mask.
We wanted you to give everybody the lowdown on tickets, ticket prices, what's left.
Yeah,
where they can reach you at.
I'm not exactly how many we have left because the capacity went up, so I'm going to finish counting the rest tonight. But, yeah, the first show was at 4, and it will go for about 2 hours, 2 hours, 15 minutes. Second show, we actually upped the curfew now, so yay, we can go a little bit longer. So it's from 6:30 to about 2.5 hours, you know, and then the intermission. And then, I go through PayPal at PayPal. .me/RayRay1985. Cash App is $bite size 77. And then the rest of it can just be done at the door. I have tables for 25 a person. The most that can seat at a table is 6, 5 comfortably. And they also get a waitress that comes to the table, serves them, so then gotta, you know, constantly get up or, you know, wait in line. And then I have regular seating, first and second row for $20.
Awesome. It's going to be an exciting show. We're just talking to Rick Cartier and, you know, him in the process. That's going to be a great match. I believe that's
number
on the
one
first
contenders
show.
Match for the Horse Ram Heavyweight Championship.
Yep.
And that's after Briar and Tommy Vendetta go at it for the championship. So they're going to be able to face whoever's the winner of that match.
Yeah. Well, Briar is the main event for the 6:30 show. Him and Vendetta. Let me see. I believe. Can I have that right here?
Yeah, the number one championship will be for sure in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me see.
No,
here
that's what
have.
I'm saying. But the
go ahead, Diddy.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to be semi-main at the 6:30 show.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
that's
Briar
Rick
versus Vendetta is going to be main. What was that?
So MM3 and Rick Cartier is also on the 6:30 show?
Yeah, they're on the 6:30 show.
That's semi-main event.
What was that?
I don't know why I was thinking it was on the earlier show. So the,
MM3, then you get the triple threat with MM3 Hightower Vendetta. That's on the 4 p.m.
Yeah, I've seen that just now. That's gonna be a match.
Yep.
Nah, I'm
it's
pulling for hours
a...
on that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're gonna be on the second show at 6:30. They're gonna be a semi-main.
Awesome. It's going to be, both cards are going to be super exciting. Can't lose either way. They, I'm surprised that, you know, more people aren't getting both. It was when we were talking about ticket availability and you were telling me how unbalanced the availability was. It was kind of surprising.
Yeah. The hit or miss, you know, we're pretty much sold out on both. We can only have a certain capacity. The venue that we have now is a little smaller. It's just for the meantime, you know, just to say, hey, we're back. We're working on a couple other venues that are a little bit larger. But with capacity, you know, we can only have a certain amount. So we just got to be really cautious of and keep track of everybody, you know. But yeah, we're pretty much sold out on both. We can still, you know, take walk-ins and, you know, whatnot. Some people, sometimes they at the last minute say they can't show up. So we try to leave, you know, a couple, you know, on hand.
So as a promoter in the pandemic area, do you prefer the indoor or the outdoor show from your end of things?
I personally like the outdoors, but it's not all about me. It's about the fans and about the wrestlers. And I feel that they like the indoors. It just depends on the humidity, how hot it is outside. A lot of the guys, you know, they're already in the ring and they're sweating their asses off, so they don't want to be in the heat. So they feel a little bit more uncomfortable. The fans, per se, they loved being at the outdoor shows. Drink Saloon, they loved it. They're like, oh, my God, we're going back. I posted
that. Because we all smoke weed and cigarettes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
Right.
No, they can space out more. They don't feel so bunched up that they have to sit front row or second row. You know, they can do whatever they want. They can roam around without bumping into anybody, you know. But I personally like the outdoors. But like I said, it's not about me. It's about the fans and the wrestlers. And I think they prefer, you know, just depends on the heat and stuff outside. This summer, it was, you know, really hot. There was, like, I think 3 shows that were really just ass-kickers. Like, everybody just drenched in sweat. And, like, we need air conditioning. We need air conditioning. You know, I had towels.
Yeah.
I had ice cups. So, you know, I'm like, I want to do the ice bucket challenge just pour on me because I was so hot, you know. A lot of the fans,
and
they were uncomfortable as well.
They were real sunny, too. They were just, you know, real sunny locations, wide open sunny locations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think Drink Saloon is actually going to be a good spot for it. You got a lot of shade. There's a little bit of openness. But I think that's probably one of my favorite spots for being outdoors.
That is,
our new venue, too, is also a good spot.
That's my favorite outdoor spot. I went to a lot of outdoor shows last year. Playlands was all right, you know. But my favorite by far was Drink Saloon. There is alcohol,
yes.
Really good food, really nearby. But, dude, the area is fucking huge. There's decent parking nearby. You
I'm going to be talking to the owner, and we're going to try to get the license to have the alcohol actually in the field. But it would have to be like a wristband. You buy a wristband inside, and then you just, you know, show that your wristband that you purchase a wristband. Because they can't actually technically sell liquor outside like that. You can't actually, here you go, here's $5 my beer. There's a certain way that has to go, but we're going to be working on that over the next month or so because it's going to start getting, you know, warm out.
I don't even understand how that shit works. They let us take beer out there. They even let me take mixed drinks out there.
Right, just you can't purchase it. Right.
Yeah.
There's a certain license for it. And they weren't ready for that because we just really spun it on them. But they said that there is a way of doing it. So that's what we're going to work on. I just talked to him last week about that. They repaved certain spots in there, too. So I think that might be a little bit better as well for us. But we're going to be working on some stuff in there to make it, you know, better for everybody. You know, it is a distance for, you know, especially if you're waiting on that one match. Like, I got to hurry up, run, go get a beer. By the time I come back, that match is going to be done with. You know, they got a wait in line, and, you know, there wasn't too many complainers, you know, but it did get busy, you know. But I think if they had, you know, 2 waitresses out there or whatever, and, you know, they can serve the beer as long as you have a wristband or a certain ticket. You know, I think the fans would really like that.
You offer to buy someone a drink, and you send them for your shit. That's what I do.
I don't drink, but that's a good idea.
Well, I mean,
I drank the other night. I don't know if you've seen me. I had 2 Sex on the Beaches. Well, one of the fans, he knocked over my Sex on the Beach. I had it on the table. I was selling somebody's merch, and bam, it gets knocked over. I'm like, God damn it. So the kid offers me another one. I'm like, well, I'm not going to pass it up. You know, even though I'm not a drinker, I'm like, I'm still not going to pass on Sex on the Beach. So I drank it. It felt so good.
Yeah, she tried to tell me she did, but I didn't know if I was believing it or not.
I did. I actually drank for the first time in probably 6 years.
Yeah, I'm not a drinker either. I try every once in a while.
Yeah. I don't believe that. But, yeah, so for those of you listening, too, the entrance to the show is actually going to be in the front. That's the only door that's going to be open, and you go through the front door, like the front of the hall or the bar, and go through. There's parking on the side and all the way down. So wherever you see blacktop or dirt, that's where you can park. It goes all the way back. It's a huge area. That's about it. I'm just to get going here.
Nice.
We do require the mask, social distancing masks. Anything else? Briar, do you need to say anything? No. He's just waiting to kick Vendetta's ass. That's all.
Well, just so you know, Rick Cartier, let him know. Rick Cartier prefers, he says he's going to humble the veteran. He says he knows what to expect and that he believes he can out-wrestle or out-brawl Briar, whichever it may be, and he's looking forward to defeating the process, and he prefers MM3 over Tommy Vendetta.
He's got singlets that are older than these guys.
I got singlets. He got more ring time than both those guys put together.
Oh, my.
They can't hold his jock strap.
Well, I mean, both men have tall orders ahead of them. Tommy Vendetta for Briar and obviously MM3. And that's the match I prefer to see. I want to see Briar and MM3.
Honestly, no offense to Briar, no offense to MM3, none of them. I'm very excited to bring back Mitch Hewitt.
That guy.
He, Detroit Punk, and I'm sorry, Greg, I know that you don't like him, but he's one of my favorites.
Fuck him.
Him and Chinstrap, I've been waiting for this and waiting for this.
I hope Chinstrap breaks his neck. Kick his punk ugly face in.
Hey, we are going to have a fucking deathmatch championship match with Chuck Stein.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck Stein and Matthias Thrasher.
Correct.
We touched on
Lego
that a little.
Deathmatch.
Our
you guys got some
Legos?
You want to shoot over to the dollar store, grab some Legos, build something. We'll put all your houses or trains or whatever you guys decide to build. We'll put it in the ring, and they just go to fucking town on that shit.
You know Chuck's going to have his signal gun.
Yeah, we can't take that out of a little deathmatch. Get your dollars ready.
Yeah, Chuck, I mean.
He will take $20
yep.
for people to the dick.
Hey, if you don't have dollars, I'm going to leave my flyers for the April show.
Oh, yeah.
That's
April
right.
16th flyers ready and on deck. So if you don't have an extra single on you, use our April show flyers. So
Matthias Thrasher can be a human billboard for Horror Slam all the way home.
I'm just down luck.
Yeah.
All the
way. Come to the April show. We're going to be, you know, that way they know you're going to be here.
But yeah, so
I am
excited.
For Chuck Stein, but Mitch Hewitt.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see Mitch Hewitt get his ass beat.
Yeah,
By the former champion, and we're going to have Chinstrap Jesus on with us at about 7:30. And, we're going to talk to him about his match with Mitch Hewitt. And I just hope he mangles Mitch.
What did you say?
I just want him to mangle
him.
I just mangle him. Kick his ugly face in. Mitch Hewitt tried to bury Day Day's flyer too. Fuck Mitch Hewitt. Ain't that right, Day Day?
No.
Fuck Mitch Hewitt. Yeah, fuck all that. Right,
so your money's on Mitch Hewitt.
Absolutely.
Mitch Hewitt. Hell no.
Yeah, that's right. Me and Brian have a $10 bet. And I have Chinstrap, and he has Mitch Hewitt.
Who you got?
We made that.
Yeah, Chinstrap's
going to
fuck Mitch Hewitt's ass. Fuck that shit.
Who's
going to
win?
I'll pull it for best bet.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to be getting off the phone here. I have to finish up some merch items for Saturday.
Yeah,
and get a hold of Rachel Green with the AEL, y'all, on Facebook. And she can make any custom merch you want. You want Horror Slam merch, Briar Wellington merch, Richie Boy. And if you want other random things in general. I don't know if a lot of people know that because you really only hear about Horror Slam from her, but she does make custom merch. She makes coffee mugs. Just hit her up, inbox her. She'll work it out, man. They got it going on over there.
Anything else, Brian?
Oh, did I want to add to? Oh man, every match is going to be good.
I know, he doesn't stop.
At the bottom, both these cards. I mean, are just in general. I mean, there's going to be deathmatch, there's going to be blood, but in general, most of these guys are just ultra talented, man. It's like some of the cream of the crop. Like Atticus Cougar is going to be there too, guys.
Atticus Cougar.
We haven't talked about the names that you're bringing in yet. Atticus, Otis. Matthias Thrasher, we touched on a little bit. And then we're going to have Aaron O'Ryan is going to be, man, that's going to be a phenomenal match.
Yeah, he has two. Actually, he's going to be on the 4 p.m. and he's going to be on the 6:30. So he could be taking on Otis, and that's going to be in the 6:30. No, I'm sorry, the 4 o'clock. And then Zach Thomas and Aaron O'Ryan on the 6:30 show.
That's going to be a hell of a match. I'm excited for Zach Thomas and Aaron O'Ryan. Otis and Aaron O'Ryan's going to be a great match too. I got to say, at this point, that match absolutely favors Zach Thomas. Aaron O'Ryan is going to go through a war with Otis Kogar, and then, you know, then he's got to fight Zach Thomas.
Correct.
I don't know. My money's on Aaron O'Ryan, dude. He's got a hot look good last. And Ryan, he's fired up. You know what I mean? He's coming back strong. I think he'll see. You know what I mean? He's just got to get his gears going. He's been through a lot. So I think at that point, dude, we'll be seeing him be pretty good.
And then you guys are coming right back March 16th with another. You're already announcing a banger card.
April 16th.
Yes, that's my best friend's birthday, actually. That one's easy for me to remember. And
yeah,
also, oh, Vincent Nothing and Atticus Kogar. That's another match that, or another name, Vincent Nothing, that I think people are going to come out of the show remembering.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. Definitely. Yeah, the April 16th, we got Smokey C coming in, Santujin, John Wayne Murdoch's coming back. He hasn't been there since, the end, I think it was in March or February of 2020, before the pandemic hit. I think he was on the last show.
God, I miss
shows.
Rocky. I sure
oh,
miss
this
Rocky.
No,
or
I miss
Rocky
Rocky's as well,
the
GFW of
the
card,
BFW.
Yeah. Yeah. Who else do we have? We got Kago Pong's returning as well.
That's always exciting to see Kongo Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got hell of a start to the Horror Slam season here coming up. It's that first show since October.
Correct.
And it's already, I mean, unbelievable. Matthias Thrasher, Chuck Stein, the double show. There's at least 4 main events on this show.
Yes. We are excited.
I am excited, too. And I'm going to be there nice and early.
We're going to be calling all that action.
That's right. I'm excited. We're going to be there.
We love you,
yeah,
man.
I will.
I'll
talk to you soon, and I'll see you.
Love you guys, too.
Thank you for coming. I will see you bright and early on Saturday morning.
I'll be there after. I got my shoot job.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
So, yeah, it's... Man, I'm so excited about Horror Slam. It's Horror Slam never disappoints. And there's, like I said, a solid 4 main events on this show. And it's and already bringing in, you know, they legitimately search far and wide for, you know, the best talent
the indie has not just deathmatch talent. Yeah, it started they were seeking out the best deathmatch talent in America and around the world. But from all over America, bringing them in, But now, not just the deathmatch, like wrestling wrestlers in general, the best indie scene has to offer. Horror Slam is bringing them in, and they're not bringing them in one a show as a special attraction. They're building cards of them.
The thing that
makes Horror Slam unique and exciting is that they have unique matchups and unique cards because they're bringing in unique individuals from all over the country.
Oh, yeah, and I agree with that, man. Horror Slam we've both been at Horror Slam about the same time, about going on 3 years, man, and they brought in people like she said, Kongo Kong's making his return to Horror Slam. They brought in Ricky Morton, which is a Hall of Famer. They brought in many more on top of names, and you got Tony Depp, and they brought in Tony Depp to face MM3 when MM3 was Horror Slam champion. He's on Ring of Honor right now.
That was one of my favorite matches ever. The Tony Depp and MM3 match was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Are you sure MM3 was the interim champion then?
Yeah, he was interim champion at the time. I remember that match. You can check it. If you want to check it out on Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast, 313.com on YouTube. I got matches on top of matches. I got matches with MM3 versus Tony Depp and him versus Jeff King. Oh, well, do I got that match? I believe I do. But yeah, if you want to check out Tony Deppen versus MM3, check it out on YouTube.
That's probably the featured match.
Now that was, man, that's my biggest one, man. That match made it onto Smart Mark TV with some of my footage. And that match was a killer one, especially when Eric Ryan took that dive and got hit with some light tubes. Or no, when he hit Schleck with the light tubes. Vice versa, when he flew out and did a suicide dive and he hit Schleck with some light tubes in the process.
Yeah, right in his teeth, man. Right across his mouth. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That slow-mo.
Hey, but that rematch that they had, but they added on Eric Ryan. Now, when he tried that a second time, Schleck and Eric Ryan actually slapped Who was it? It was It was Schleck, Eric Ryan, and Eddie Only. It was Eddie Only, and Schleck and Eddie Only hit Eric Ryan with the light tube. And I got, man, that was just to be able to film those matches from Horror Slam, man. Every time I've ever recorded for Horror Slam, it's been nothing but bangers and tag, from deathmatch to deathmatch championship matches to heavyweight championship matches and everything, man. They do it all.
Yeah, it's always an exciting time, and I know they've been preparing. They went all over the United States to bring in guys to have a real big show. And
like Nick Gage versus Byron was a match. And it was a death match, but they actually did some moves, and when I seen Nick Gage doing some wrestling moves, I was like, God damn. I was like, fuck yeah.
I don't think a lot of people realize how well Briar can wrestle.
Definitely.
I believe, in my opinion, in my observation, that he was a great wrestler before he was a great brawler. And, I'm sure he's shared the stories with you, too. The guy, he has some professional MMA fights, too.
I remember, I remember one time he told me a story. He told me a story that he skipped out on school to go wrestle for a dark match when it was the WWF at the time.
Yeah, he also took a trip to Japan, that's what he was telling me, that the course of his whole life would have changed had he stayed and continued the MMA path. That where would life have taken him? You it's interesting. You're
but his love for professional wrestling, you know, has brought him to where he is now. Man, the guy's like, what, 25, 27 years in the
25 years in the game.
Something like that in the business. Yeah.
Yeah, since he was a kid, man. And then
quite a career.
Just look at him now. I mean, and he's reinvented himself so many times, dude. Like Richie from Richie Boy to the undisputed King Briar Wellington to the Undeniable One. My favorite from his involvement has been the Undeniable King or the Undeniable One. That has been my favorite. Well, since I've known Briar, that's been my favorite evolution of him.
Because I love to hate him, and you know he, especially like you know he gets some cheers and that music hits. Boom.
Dude, I love his theme song. I swear. I love his song. I swear to God, I listen to that like at least once or twice a day, that song. You got to listen
Everybody
to it.
Everybody hates it when I play in the car. I'm like, this is Briar's song, though. But, you know,
I know.
Then,
hell yeah. But, hey, when we used all summer long, we used to have our own little horror slam / indie wrestling fucking soundtrack. All summer long.
I have a playlist. Me and Bradley have too. It's called the Wrestling Road Trip playlist. And it's, you know, Chuck Dine's song, MM3's song, Briar's song, well, Jericho's song, Cody's song.
The and then DTA we got our song.
Our
you
song,
forgot ours.
That's right.
Hell
so,
yeah.
That's there's going to be a lot of road trips to come this summer. I might be possibly
doing
more. Oh,
you goddamn Skippy.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Right. Hey, hell yeah. Stay tuned because Rated R is never dull.
The conspiracy
we're
going to
be all the way around.
And
man, I can't wait till the WrestleMania night when Open Talk Radio and actually the Wrestling Connection presents the WrestleMania View Party in the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. Now, that's going to be – I can't wait for that. That I can't wait for.
Yeah.
That's the event that I'm most excited for.
Me, me as well. That's the one I'm most excited for this year, actually.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
we can
sir.
Hear
you. Oh, yeah. Thank you for that plug. You know, I don't know if this is my my time to chime in, but it's going to be a good event. We're hoping for this to be a great event, a chance for the wrestling community to come together and meet each other and watch WrestleMania. We obviously can't go into these WWE stadiums and watch the live events, so I thought it would be a good idea to bring it to Imagine Theater. So if I can get my words together, it's going to be a good event.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be there. I haven't given you guys all the details yet, which I need to do, but you guys are going to be there hosting, hopefully, and it's going to be a good time.
No,
oh, you know we're going
to
be there.
That's our honor. That's an honor for us, for you to let us host the show. And, man, we'll be able, man, we can't wait to watch WrestleMania with you. And we're going to have fun, and we're going to meet everybody, and it's just going to be a great night.
Absolutely. Just to be quite honest, you know, tickets are going slow. So if we don't sell out, the event is still going to go on, no matter who shows up. I'm going to be real honest. The tickets haven't been moving that much. But all in all, it's going to be a fun event.
We're going to do our best. And, you know, we're going to promote it. We're going to promote it, and we're going to promote it hard, and we're going to promote it strong, and that's for sure. I'm kind of tongue-tied myself.
I appreciate that. Yeah, when I'm not prepared to talk, I have a hard time just – interjecting. I'm not prepared to talk tonight, so I'm sorry for even coming on here.
I know we were kind of getting at a cue towards you, and yeah, we should have done better about warning you that was coming, but it's definitely something that we need to talk about, and something I'm going to be talking a lot more about on my social media, and you know, we need to get some flyers, and a lot of these events that we're going
we need to
be handing out flyers and spreading the word.
Yep, you know what? We need to get some flyers. You know what? Actually, I'll make a flyer. No, now that you say that, Greg, really, now that you say that, I'll make some flyers at my job.
like I did. Hey, Martez, remember when we actually met back up is when I was handing out those flyers, remember?
Oh, you remember that?
Of course I remember that.
See, I never knew you
remember. Of course
me.
I remember that. So what I was saying is I'll make the flyer. I'll try to make a flyer and I'll send it to my job and I'll get a couple sheets of a whole pack of paper, and we'll hand them out this Saturday, Greg.
Yeah, we're gonna have a table ringside at Horror Slam. We're gonna be taking hard cam footage and offering our commentary and representing the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast, and obviously Open Talk Radio and the Wrestling Connection.
Appreciate that. Networks both ways. Whatever you guys got going on, I know you guys doing big things for the Rated R production. If you want me to pass out anything, you know, I'm your man. I'm around people all the time, so it works hand in hand.
We've
and
been
I apologize.
So lucky that our opportunities have come from people that are doing all that work. The work that we've given the opportunity to do doesn't really involve us having to spread the word, which is why you've heard of, especially Day-Day. Day-Day is working on a project that's going to be on IWTV here in the very near future.
Ooh.
Yes,
sir. Ooh.
Yes,
right.
Sir. Yes, sir. It's a little bit of footage that I'm going to be putting together that I recorded, and my brother Greg was doing the hard cam, and it's just a bunch of hard work, you know what I'm saying, that we all do, including yourself, man. Like we always say, we always give you know what I'm saying, your praise, man, your praise, man, because without you, we wouldn't be, you know what I'm saying, doing what we're doing, and actually getting the, you know, opportunities that we get, and dude, it's just the hard work and love that we all put into this, and that's number one, and that's what it is. That's 100, that's 1,000, actually, you know what I'm saying, because we all put our heart in, and it's all just because of the love that we have for this game.
Yep, and that's not talked about enough. If I could just interject one more time, you know, hard work pays off, you know. I don't know if we'll be millionaires from this. I don't know what's going to happen, but hard work will pay off, you know, and we are successful podcasters, announcers. You guys have a lot of different hats, but I feel like we are successful, and we're only going to get better. In the near future.
Yeah. Oh yeah, most definitely. And no matter what happens, this is always going to be our home. This is always going to be our number one house. It's Open Talk Radio 313. Like I said, without you guys, you know what I'm saying. Rated R wouldn't be.
That's what's up. Appreciate it. Much appreciated, brother. You too, Greg.
Oh man, all day, brother. I missed you guys last week, man. I was under the weather.
Yeah.
That's okay. You made it.
You're right. You and Greg are something else. I remember when he was in the hospital, he still tried to call in, and I know you were sick last week.
Yeah.
Now I know you were sick. Y'all something else.
Man, that's... Like I said, we love the game,
you know,
and we love this. We love this platform, and we love this place.
The only thing I was bummed about, I was like, man, I can't even do the show. I couldn't even put a fucking sentence together. You know,
you did good, man.
No, you did, man. I listened to it the other. Like I said, at work, man, you did a great job.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. I'm glad. Glad I'm over the hump with that, and you know, hopefully here real soon I'll be closer to back to normal.
Good.
Yeah, man. We're almost there. We're almost there.
There's a lot of opportunity.
A lot of opportunity. We're gonna get it. Yeah, for sure.
It's unbelievable. God has blessed me above and beyond what I deserve, for sure.
Amen.
Yeah, man. You continue, you know what I'm saying? It's great, brother, and I'm happy for you and proud of you, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you're my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And you deserve it.
It's amazing how fat you, they say, you know, 90% of being successful in business is being in the right place at the right time. And I think, you know, as far as especially the, you know, the wrestling thing is gone for us, we just
seem to be in the right place at the right time.
That's all it is, you know what I'm saying? We're there when it's not even, you know, expected, but you know what I'm saying? We expect the unexpected, and unexpected looks for us and finds us somehow, some way.
Yeah, it sure does.
Unexpected opportunities come to us, and they step in our basically, you know what I'm saying, step into our hands and step into our arms, and we run with the ball, and we run pretty hard with it,
you know. And plus it's like Matt said it best, you know, and life's the work, you know.
Oh yeah. You and that's Cachondo.
Yeah, roll with the next gimmick that you're given. You know?
Yeah.
Do your best
for sure.
At it. Life will throw you a gimmick quick.
Real
good and
quick.
Bad. You never know when it's coming.
Oh yeah. That is for sure. And I can't stress enough.
Have you gotten a chance yet to see the exploding ring match from AEW?
I caught a glimpse of it. I have, you know, I had a long, you know what I'm saying, a long week, but I'm going to actually watch the whole thing tomorrow. But I've seen clips of it, and I've heard mixed reactions and mixed reviews about it. It's just like the Coming to America movie. You know what I'm saying? You can't please everybody, and you can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't make everybody happy. So, I mean, I kind of believe that it was, you know, you said you seen it live, so I mean, what's your opinion on it? I think I still got to watch it, but I think it was something different for the, you know what I'm saying? Well, not different because it's been done before, but way better, and it's been done. But it hasn't been done in 25 years, and the exploding barbed wire match was something different that AEW tried to bring to the table. I've heard botched, but it's heard that it's mixing the storyline, so I don't know what to believe. But you know what I'm saying? They're trying to bring something different to the table that WWE hasn't done yet and probably will never do. That's been done, like I said, 25 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Tony Khan's trying to bring something different to the table.
So, first of all, I got to say, it was a really good match. It really was. And I hate to be that guy because I'm not good at it. But I'll tell you where I think part of it went south. Was the production, and I'll tell you what I mean by that.
Yeah.
So on three sides of the ring, there's barbed wire, and anytime someone hits that barbed wire, there's an explosion.
It's supposed to explode.
Explosives are strung up like 12 inches outside of the ropes, and if the camera angle were different when they went off, you would not have been able to tell that it was separate. Why would you shoot it
over the fucking wall?
Yeah, So there's also barbed wire on the floor on boards. And man, when Terry Funk and Cactus Jack did it, man, the motherfucking boards blew up. But they had great big cannons next to it. And again, if it weren't at that camera angle, you wouldn't be able to tell that it was nowhere near the board. But like, they shot it again from that side. They showed it from the side, so you see where the explosive came from. That one, I think they should have engineered that in a different way. Maybe had the explosive under the board and had the board protected or whatever, but the one on the rope could have been hidden and really looked good. But then the finish, now they're just bullshitting on damage control because the story, like I said, the match was great. The story was great. It pisses me off, especially someone like AEW that doesn't have a lot of pay-per-views, for their main event to have a bullshit fucking ending. Like, and what I mean is Gallows and Anderson come in and just stomped his ass out. Also, I think is a big notable thing. The Moxley kicked out of the One-Winged Angel, bro. Did you know that?
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah, so, like I said, I caught some of the glimpses and I seen who won. And a one-winged angel, a lot of people don't kick out of it. 90-something percent doesn't kick out.
That's the thing. It's like the most protected move in professional wrestling. The only person to ever kick out of it was Ibushi, like a long, long time ago.
Yeah,
so
for the championship.
Really,
I remember.
He hit him with it, and one, two, and Moxley's foot hit the barbed wire and made the explosive go off. So he didn't kick out of it, but he got out of it, you know? So I love the way they did that, but I hate the way they finished it. Gallows and Anderson stop him out, one-winged angel on a chair, which one-winged angel on a chair was a believable finish. Why not one-winged angel on the chair, the pin, and then Gallows and Anderson stomp him out, and then they leave? Like, I hate the, oh, I think that's our cue. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to be great with the presence of the Mitch Killer. I can't introduce him as close
as I can't wait to see him kick Mitch's ass. Fuck me.
And I won't even try. Ladies and gentlemen, Chin Strap Jesus.
Welcome to the show, brother.
Maybe I misunderstood.
Okay, yeah.
Probably.
He's on now.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, brother? Welcome to the show.
You might be my favorite wrestler this season. I've given you a lot of shit over the last year or so, but I might be pulling for you more than any guy this weekend, even more than MM3.
No, I'm pulling for him the most because he's going to fucking kick Mitch Hewitt's ass. And fucking send him
kick
on his way.
Kick his fucking stupid face in, please.
Fuck Mitch Hewitt.
Please kick his stupid face in.
Yo, we all know I'm going to beat his ass this weekend, but, you know, your approval means everything. Is it because you're cheering for me or is you cheering against Mitch? What is it?
A little of both.
I've liked you the whole time, dude. You've been one of my favorites since I seen you last year at undisclosed locations.
Hell yeah,
dude!
Mitch had a long time coming. You know, he's been running his mouth like a punk for a long time, and you know, he finally wants to make his return. Well, he's gonna have to go through me first.
Now, this isn't talked about enough. Former Horror Slam heavyweight champion Chin Strap Jesus, by the way.
True. People like to forget because undisclosed locations, they like to forget what happened. But, you know, Briar can enjoy his little championship and his little weird promos that creep everyone out, including me. But, like, I'm not going for the strap right now. I'm literally focused on Mitch because that's been a long time coming. It's more important than the belt.
I absolutely agree. And I was going to ask you if you had goals, but that's good to know that you're not looking past Mitch. And I don't want you to just beat Mitch. I want you to mangle Mitch. I want you to further uglify him.
Look, man, you know how it's gonna end with me stomping his face into the mat like I'm supposed to do. He knows it, and I know it. You know, he can tell people whatever he wants and make his little promo videos, but at the end of the day, we're two opposite people, and we have things to settle, and we're going to settle it on Saturday. There's no ducking and dodging Saturday. It's going down Saturday, doubleheader at Horror Slam. And, you know, I'm on both shows. I don't know what I'm doing on the other show, but, like, I really don't care because it's me and Mitch, and that's the one I wanted. It's the one he wanted, and it's finally finalized, you know. And the fans wanted to see it too, so here we go.
All right, with that being said, Rachel said that Mitch is one of her favorites to want to go for the championship. Now, after you beat her chosen one, will you be setting your eyes back on the Horror Slam championship? Since you don't know what you're going to be doing, pay attention to both matches, to the number one contenders matches and the championship match.
Look, man, yeah, I don't care who Rachel's favorites are because, you know, I've never been anyone's favorite as far as promoter-wise, as far as, you know, people who make shows. I've never been anyone's favorite, nor do I care. I just came and proved myself, and I'm going to do it again. And, you know, Mitch needs Rachel to be a favorite, but Rachel obviously doesn't like him very much, though, because she put him up against me. And, yeah, after I get through with him, whatever's next to climb back up the mountain, you know, I'm not here to be a role player. I'm here to be the man. So I'm going to prove it once again.
I also have bet $10 on you with Briar Wellington. Before the show, I was talking to him, and I put $10 on you, and that's a shoot. I bet $10 on you to beat Mitch. But if you've ever felt compelled for sadistic reasons to hit a second stomp before you hook the leg with the perfect lateral press, man, this might be the night.
Look, I know he's – Mitch, I'll give him credit. Mitch has been the fan favorite in the area for a while. You know, he rose the ranks himself.
That's why I hate him.
Hey, man, hey, I feel you. Everything he represents, I can't stand. But I got to give him credit where it's due. I mean, he's put the work in, and he's gotten his attention and all that. But at the end of the day, he's standing in my way because I'm trying to be the man around here. And he was here, and here I am coming in, and there can only be one of us. The way I'm looking at it is we're both up-and-comers going for the new gold and the new era of Michigan independent wrestling. And at the end of the day, there can only be one of us, and it's going to be me.
It's going to be an exciting match, too, for sure.
Yeah, man.
It's
he can tell everybody anything he wants, but at the end of the day, we all know I find a way to win. So he can be a great wrestler all I want. I'm going to win this match, and you're going to find that out Saturday. If you don't believe me, if you want to bet all the money on me, bet your friends, bet your family, bring them to the show, bet them whatever you want. You're going to be a rich man. This is better than DraftKings, FanDuel, anything else. Bet on Chinstrap Jesus. You're going to make some cash.
I'm definitely going to make $10 for sure. That's easy money. That's easy as $10 I'll make all weekend. That's for sure. I don't get it. Why this dusty ass Oscar the Grouch looking fella is so loved by everybody. I mean, what's the love about the guy? I just don't get it. And this is why I've come to respect you and love you, because it doesn't matter. With nobody's approval, literally, you climb to the top. Nobody was cheering for you when you were the Horror Slam heavyweight champion, you know. And some people started to come around, I think a lot of them being bandwagon fans. Me, on a more, you know, on a more of a respect level than a fan level, and respecting the talent and the, you know, the way that you've conducted yourself in wrestling, in the way that you win matches by any means necessary. You keep the people around you. You need to keep around you to win. And man, I love a smart heel. You were just a young cocky guy when I first got you. This guy's cocky, and
yeah,
he hasn't beat nobody. Well, now you beat everybody. So I've come around for that reason, on your merit.
Well, hey, man, like you said, I'm beating them all. But hey, this Saturday, I feel like I'm beating them all. Like he's been the one. He's been the one. He's been the echo in my ear. You know, he's 24/7 devil's best friend. Well, devil's about to get stomped out Saturday. Might be two times, might be three times. I don't know. But I'm not here to be a mid-card guy. I'm not here to be a role player. I'm not here to, you know, do fancy backflips and do cool stuff and still lose matches. I'm here to win. I'm here to get the W. Like, that's the whole point of me entering a wrestling ring, is to win. And guys don't get that. Guys want to be flashy and not do what it takes to win. Well, that's fine. You can take a back seat. I'll go right to the top, because I'm going to do whatever it takes, because all I care about is winning.
Yeah, and I mean, I can see both sides of that, because selling merch is nice. But you sell merch, your merch sells the fuck out.
Yeah.
Your first, two shirts sold out in the first two shows you brought them to, right?
They did. Yeah, I mean, all my merchandise is completely sold out at the moment. You know, and I need to.
How many runs has there been?
How many runs has there been
of merch?
Three runs of merch. Three runs or
nice.
Four? Four runs. Sorry. Yes, and they've been sold. What can you expect next?
Yeah, when can we expect the next run of merchandise?
Hey, man, you let me get through with Mitch because, honestly, as much as I hate admitting it, he's been my focus. He's been he's been living in my head a little too much. And, unfortunately, I'll admit that to you. But right after that, I'm on merch, and I'll have merch by the next show. So, April.
Yeah. How about a Mitch is my bitch design? That sounds great.
Hell, yeah.
I'll totally fucking buy that.
I'll make it for you. I'll make that for you.
Mitch. Is my
I
bitch.
Make
I'll
that
make
happen.
That for
like
you.
That.
Fuck
that
Mitch. Fuck Mitch. I'll make
Dude,
that for you. Mitch is my bitch. If you win and if you
hey.
Beat him, I will make that design for you.
Did
Hell,
this.
Hey,
Rachel
you got
is
a deal.
Making.
We got a deal.
And Rachel
Hell
is
yeah.
making. He's making custom merchandise. And she loves Mitch so much. Rachel's a businesswoman. She's going to make the Mitch is my bitch shirt for Tim Strab.
Hell yeah. We'll make that happen.
That's gonna be the most beautiful part of it. We are gonna get Rachel to make it.
And I want to wear
oh,
that
man.
Motherfucker.
It's
I want to get the first one.
You, hey, the irony that Jesus is gonna make the devil his bitch this Saturday is just perfect for me.
It is perfect. It's absolutely
yeah.
perfect. That's how it always ends. That's exactly. That's great. That we gotta get you that shirt to wear to the ring on Saturday.
I'll make hey, I'm gonna try to make the I'll make the design, dude. I swear I will.
Hey,
what size
if
shirt
you
do
make
you
it, I'll wear it. We'll do it like
what
that.
Size
you
shirt
make it,
do
I'm
wear?
Wearing it.
Bro, I'm gonna PayPal Rachel the money like as soon as we go off air, and I'm gonna tell her I need a shirt for chin strap. For what size do you need?
XO, man. XO. I'm a big fella. I'm not small like Mitch. You know, I'm an XO.
XL. Mitch is my bitch. You'll be in his head as soon as you walk down the aisle. That, yeah, that space renting is about to flip the script quite literally.
You know, you guys say you don't like the guy. Who's cheering for this guy? Like, where are these fans at? Where are these closet fans at? I want to call them out right now. All these fans listening to the show right now that, you know, they still don't like me. They still don't believe in me. Where are they at that they believe in Mitch so much?
Yeah, like Kristen.
Not crickets.
Yeah.
Oh, crawl crickets.
I hear crickets.
Kristen, you say Kristen? Oh, crickets.
Yeah.
Cricket.
We love you, Kristen, but we don't love Mitch.
He's just Mitch.
Just Mitch.
Just Mitch.
Fuck Mitch.
What are your guys' predictions for the show?
Yeah, he's actually Mitch. Mitch is supposed to actually be on with us here in a few weeks, and I'll be sure to rub it in his face that that he's your bitch and that you won me $10 from the king, Briar Wellington.
Yeah, isn't it funny? No one believed in me. The one guy who kind of believed in me last summer was Briar when we were in 24 Karat. It's funny how things change. Now he's betting against me. Hilarious. Hilarious.
Literally betting against you. Literally.
Yeah, you guys remember I lost my championship by winning my match. And then he jumped off a roof and beat me for a match that didn't exist. Don't think I forgot. I got cheated out of the championship. But you know what? That's fine. Briar wants to be a psychopath with the title. He can go do his own thing. But Saturday, it's me and the reject. What are your guys' other predictions, though, for the show?
Oh, man.
I trust the talk
about the match.
I think that Zach Thomas is going to beat Aaron O'Ryan because Aaron O'Ryan has – Otis Kogar in the early show. And I think that's going to, after being in that war, that Zach Thomas is going to be too much to overcome. Zach Thomas is another guy looking really good these days. Another guy I'm kind of coming around on. Still fuck that guy, but, and fuck Ohio.
Fuck, I've always been a Zach Thomas guy too.
Well, you know, Zach and I were 24 Karat together and we split off and we had our differences, but I mean, Zach, there's no harder chop in the business than Zach. Zach lays it in. That shit kills. So, I mean, I think Aaron will be ready for him, though. That's going to be a good one. That's Zach and Aaron. That's a banger alert for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And set off the alarm.
As far as who you got to give the edge to, a fresh Zach Thomas, because it's not going to be less than 2 hours removed from a war with Onis Kogar that Aaron O'Reilly is going to have in the, you know, at the 2 o'clock show.
I agree with that. I'm going with Zach on it. Just yeah, he's going to be fresh. You got to go with Zach. Unless Zach is on both shows. Zach on one show? I don't even know.
Zach is on one. O'Reilly is on both.
Okay, what about the MM3 Rick Cartier?
I trust the process, always.
Nope, I'm going for the old school on this one.
You can't go on with the process, but, I mean, Rick, that's a big boy. MM3, I don't know. He's half his size. I don't know how that's going to go down, but MM3 is quick, so who knows?
Yeah, Rick was about it. Like you said, he's double the size of MM3. MM3 tries that high flying stuff. Once Rick Cartier gets a hold of him, it's going to be over.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is Jeremiah is in MM3 corner. And trust me, I've been with Jeremiah long enough and multiple times. That's a guy you don't want to go against. You want him on your side. So I think the favor goes to three because he's got Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a bigger factor than people realize.
Oh, yeah.
More edge that he has. I mean, I just think the speed and MM3 is definitely wise beyond his years. Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
I mean, not that
sure.
The guy's any kind of rookie, but he's wise beyond his years to, you know, as far as matching experience. MM3 can wrestle. Really smart guy. He's Cartier obviously has the power advantage, but, you know, MM3 can strike with him. I just really give the edge to the process.
Yeah, he's proven it too many times.
And I gotta go with Chuck Stein against Matthias. It's gonna be.
Oh, I already said that's my number one pick. That's my number one pick in that match, that Lego Death Match.
He's the only one Detroit Punk guy that I like at all is Chuck. I don't know, man. Briar and Tommy, I'm so torn.
I'm going for the undeniable one, but it's going to be a hard match to choose because Tommy Vendetta like is unpredictable, like Cartier said.
Dude,
undisclosed. Tommy's had that undisclosed title for since it debuted. He's been the only undisclosed champion, so the guy doesn't lose. So it's hard to go against Tommy, but you know. Briar finds a way to get things done too, unfortunately. So I think I'm going to go with Tommy on that one. I think Tommy's going to – since Briar wants to bet against me, I'm going to bet against him. I'm going with Vendetta on that one.
That's – man, I truly – and I hate to say I'm looking past Rick Cartier, but if MM3 is the number one contender, oh, my God, MM3 and Tommy Vendetta – and then
yes,
MM3
and I said
and
I wanted
Briar,
that match to happen.
Really want to see that too. I want to see MM3 and Briar in a death match. You know what I mean? Like, that would be great too. I mean, man, I would rather see MM3 and Tommy Vendetta. So I guess I gotta go with Tommy Vendetta. And
yeah,
I really believe Tommy Vendetta can win that match. He's younger and faster. I believe Briar is depending on his experience and his savvy, you know, underhanded even tactics, any, you know what I mean, veteran tactic that he can muster up to humble the rookie, as he would say. But, man, Tommy Vendetta, he's an American soldier. He's a... He's a psychopath. He can take a beating.
A likable psychopath.
You know,
Tommy Vendetta.
The Briar, you know, he is nuts because this guy is literally, you know, he runs horse land. you know, he can make his own title match. And who does he pick? He picks Tommy Vendetta. He picks the other champion. And he wants to have a match with him. Like, he must want to lose his title. You know, he got the best of me in a triple threat match with Shaw Longhorn months ago. And, you know, I got 2-on-1 attack. Like, I never had a fair chance at the championship. And Breyer is scared of me. So, of course, he's going to run and pick an opponent. But I don't know why he picked Vendetta, because that's not someone to mess with. And, you know, if he wants to cough his title up this Saturday, that's fine by me. Whoever has it, I'm coming for it soon enough.
See, and
yeah, and that's one,
like you said, you were a champion who was never pinned, which to me gives you a legitimate bitch for a rematch off rip.
Well,
I mean,
I was pinned, kinda. You know, after I won a match, somebody came down with a briefcase, a reset briefcase, which I still don't understand what that even means. And I got pinned in a match that didn't exist, and I lost the title in a match that never even should have happened. So then when I asked for a rematch, it ended up being a triple threat match, which is just total bullshit. And what happens? I get beat up by two people, and I lose at 2-on-1, basically. And I never got a rematch after that. It's just, I don't understand how Horror Slam works with these title shots.
That's
but,
what I meant.
You know,
you didn't get a 1-on-1 rematch.
Oh,
you should,
he
yeah,
does not want 1-on-1 with me. He doesn't. Simple. You know, and I'm not even the number one contenders match. Like, they're going to go to other guys. You know what? You know, it's fine. They want to make me happy and give me a minute.
That's a lot of facts, bro. That's, the guy is supporting his statement with a lot of facts here.
Oh, man, I'm not even number one. I'm not even in the match to be a number one contender. Like, Rick Cartier and MM3, like, where did that come from? I don't know. But you know what? Go ahead. We can each other up. We can see who's worth, who's championship material and who's not. We're going to find out Saturday. And on Saturday, guess what? We're going to find out who's championship material and who's not. We're going to find out that Chin Strap Jesus is and always will be championship material. Mitch will be my bitch, and he'll go back down the car where he belongs. And we're going to see that this Saturday. So I can't wait.
I believe you should be in a number one contender match. And I believe that MM3 should be challenging right now. He beat Trey Miguel and Zach Thomas at the last two shows. I think that he has the legitimate. And Cartier just had a shot. Yeah, he lost under some questionable circumstances that might, I mean, maybe it should be you and Cartier for the number one contendership.
The number one contendership.
So that raises some eyebrows, fellas. I mean, and to me, Rick's a good challenger because he was screwed. MM3's a good challenger because he's been winning left and right. Tommy's a good challenger because he's been the undisclosed champion. And I'm a good challenger because I never got a fair chance. So we have all these discrepancies when Breyer is the champion. Breyer's the problem. That's my problem is Breyer Wellington.
Well, yeah, but
yeah.
I mean, we got to get that under control, and we got to figure out something to get that done.
It would be a shame.
Maybe all you got to get a championship match.
His face in the thumbtacks during his match with Tommy Vendetta, wouldn't it?
Oh, man, it'd be crazy. But, you know what, there's one last thing I totally forgot. And I shouldn't forget, I was with the 24-carat team at Horror Slam. No longer am, you know. Tommy Vendetta and MM3 are. Tommy Vendetta has Jeremiah at ringside in the championship match. Trust me, I know how I won my championship. I had a manager in Jeremiah. Jeremiah finds a way to win. But Jeremiah also finds a way to get guys in number one contender matches and championship matches. He got them both where they need to be.
He got daddy's
money. So wouldn't
money
it be crazy to see Tommy versus Malcolm
match.
And Jeremiah? Who's he going to go with? Like, that would be crazy. Tommy versus Malcolm, Jeremiah is going to do what? A special guest ref? Like, because he's on both of their teams. That doesn't make sense. So it's all messed up.
Yeah. That would be a messy situation.
Man.
But anyway, this Saturday, going down. Mitch is going to be my bitch. We're going to find out if Breyer Wellington really is the undeniable one. But, hey, man, two shows, doubleheader. I mean, it's going to be a packed house. We're finally back. Horror Slam is finally back. I'm excited. I know Mitch is a little scared, so he's a little moist, pissing his pants right now. But it's okay. I'll see you all Saturday. So thanks for having me on. See you all.
Thank you, man.
All right, guys. We
see you soon.
We love you, man. We appreciate it, bro.
We're sorry. We went over. We suck. Stay tuned for the gorilla position.
It's all good.
Stay tuned for the gorilla position
with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost.
And the Macho Ghost.
From the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313, we love you guys. Good night.
We're going to start calling y'all Big Money Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313.
Oh, man, no.
all right, we out on that note.
All right, guys.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Yeah. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, DeMarc, and Mark, they do. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling.